Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is the podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we believe just 5 minutes a day can make a big difference even in the rest of your day. Hey, my name is Bobby. Thank you so much for tuning in and making these part of your weekday life. I don't know how you listen to these, but you can catch them on the website at weekdaypodcast.com, or you can subscribe to them in your podcast app on your device. Just search for Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast and you'll find it. Well, today on the podcast, I want to borrow some content from our sister podcast. We have a podcast going on this month called The First 30, and it's primarily devoted to those college freshmen and their first 30 days on the campus, their first 30 days of the semester. Well, last week on that podcast, I talked about something that I really, the more I think about it, I think it applies to every single one of them. And it's this one question that a lot of people are asking, even if they don't say it out loud, it's something they're thinking about internally, is why should I trust God? That's a good question. See, I grew up in a generation that when a preacher said something, typically you took whatever they said as true. But honestly, in today's society, all around us, there are honest skeptics that hear what people say, hear whether it's preachers or small group leaders, youth, whoever, say you should trust God. And internally, they're asking the question, yeah, but why? Why should I trust him? And so today, I don't know if you're a Christ follower or not, but across the board, I want to say to anybody listening today that you should definitely trust God, not with just the big stuff, not just the major stuff in your life, but trust God with the details. And here's why. Every time you trust God with the details of your life, you get God-like results. So let me let Scripture speak for itself today. Here's what it says in Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, or for length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Reason number one of why I think any person should trust God with the details is, number one, you get to experience peace. And if there's anything any of us needs, it is peace. That every time you take God's truth, every time you take God's principles and you begin to apply them to your life, he says, don't forget what you've heard. Don't forget what you've learned. Don't allow stuff just to live in your head, but allow it to drop in your heart, because every single time you do, it increases peace. Here's a second reason. The second reason to trust God with your life is, number two, you get to have relationships that work. Think about that. Less drama. Sign me up for that, right? Here's what Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4 says. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Instead, bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Kindness and truth. Those are the two things that every healthy relationship is built on, kindness and truth. And he's saying, hold on to them, keep them close, live them out, because you gain favor with other people. That's a big way of saying you get to have relationships that work. Number three, a third reason for trusting God with your life and the details of your life is you get to know and do the will of God. I think the greatest need that any of us has is to know, what has God created us for? What is it God wants us to do in our careers, our relationships? What does God want for our futures? In fact, I guarantee you, many of us are at crossroads right now, and the greatest need we have is to know God's will. Well, here's what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. He's saying, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out yourself without God's help, but instead, acknowledge him. Instead, realize he's the one that created you, and he knows you best, and so he knows what's best for you. And when you do that, he says in verse 6, he will make your path straight. He'll make them more obvious. Number four, here's reason number four to trust God. Number four, you get to reach your full potential. He says in verses 7 and 8, do not be wise in your own eyes, but instead fear the Lord. Turn away from evil, and it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. This is poetic kind of writing, where he's talking about your life being complete, your life being whole, that you get to live out what God designed you for. And then here's the last one, number five. It is always for your own good. It's always for your own good. He says in verses 11 and 12, my child, don't ignore the Lord when the Lord disciplines you. Now, honestly, when I hear discipline, I have flashbacks to when I was a kid, when I'd get in trouble, my mom would say, do you want a whipping? I'm like, no, right? I have flashbacks of that negative side of discipline. But the word here literally means pressure. Do not resist, do not reject the pressure of the Lord. And what that means is that because God loves us, because God cares about us, he begins to apply pressure to the areas of our life where we need to trust him. He takes his finger and he points out the details. And so today, I don't know where you are on the spiritual journey. Many of you, you know Christ personally, but there's still areas of your life you need to trust him with. And I want to remind you that it's not negative. It's not something hard. There's something positive that happens. And then maybe if you're listening, you're not a Christ follower and you're used to people just beating you up and telling you what you ought to believe. Well, I just want to come behind and say, here's why. Because the God that made you is the one that knows you best, and he knows what's best for your life. And so I want to encourage you, there's great reasons to trust God today. Hey, thanks again for joining us on the Weekday Podcast. As I mentioned, today's content is an adaptation from our first 30 podcasts for college freshmen. If you know a college freshman, somebody just out of high school launching into whatever's next, I would encourage you to ask them, invite them to be part of the first 30. You can find it under the resource section of the Sugar Hill Church app and also in the resource section on the Sugar Hill Church website. Just go to sugarhill.church and you'll find the resource button on the top right there. But we hope you have a great day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.